Survivor Specialist and Alexa are back, and we are here with the Survivor Season 43 bootless game. Don't cheat. That's the initial.
When I arrived in Washington,
just in case there is a way that you can already find the boot list. I don't know if there is or not, but don't cheat because we'll be able to sniff you out. So don't do that. But here we are. We already did our prop bet game last week. So if you're interested in joining that one, click the link here in the video. The prop bet game is in there. And Robert did, in fact, make the Google form for us. You can go in there and you can fill that out. There is a boot list form in the link, or also in the, what is it, the description of this video. There it is. Couldn't think of the word description. So you click on that, and that's how you will enter this game. Boot list is super simple. You try to get as close as you possibly can to what the actual boot list for season 43 is going to be. Without cheating, of course. So that means, let's say that you had Jay winning the whole thing, and Jay gets voted out first, you would get 17 points. 17 points are bad. You want to have zero at the end. That is the goal. Closest to zero will ultimately end up winning, and whoever ends up winning gets a buff. So you get a buff for this, a buff for the prop bet, and if you listened in the last podcast, we are again teaming with Vintage Survivor Store. So if you are a $20 patron, you get to come in. Not only do you get to play in our Power Rankings game, which is always a good time, you will also get to play in this fantasy team game, which Alexa and I will be drafting our fantasy teams at the beginning of next week. So we'll be doing that, maybe with some special guests. We haven't figured it out entirely yet, but we'll know soon. And you all will pick a team of six castaways. You can pick any six, and you get points based on how well they do based on our game. I forget who won it last year, but somebody won it last year. Anyway, bootless game, always the easiest, always the biggest crapshoot. Alexa, did I miss anything?
I was about to say always easiest, but also always the hardest. This was the easiest amount of effort, but I don't really know why I put anybody anywhere. Yeah, same difference. We know when you're spoiled, but we don't get spoiled. But sometimes we accidentally do, and it's the worst thing ever. So
it's annoying. You know what it is? It's when you look at the thing and you get like 10 boot lists that are all the same.
Yeah.
That's when it's like, maybe this is the spoiler boot list, because you get 10. There is almost zero chance that any of you should ever create the same boot list as another person participating in this game. So if you do create the same boot list, that sets off a lot of red flags, especially if that one starts being like 1 or 2 points 6 weeks in. Just saying.
So please don't accidentally spoil us by doing that. We are automatically going to disqualify you if we have any reason to believe that you're spoiled. So as Phil mentioned, the Google form to submit for both this and the prop bet game are in the description of this YouTube video. They're also both on our Twitter. I think last time we didn't say when they're due. Generally, we need these to be due ideally the day before the premiere, but at the absolute latest, like 8 p.m. Eastern. Yeah. You guys have a week and a half. There's a lot of content out there. So definitely submit those on time. And there was something else that I was going to bring up that I'm completely forgetting. I don't know. I'm completely missing it. But your bit list. Phil, I prepared for this. And by prepared, I mean I wrote down names in a manner that is questionable. Look at that. For those of you listening at home, Phil put it on a post-it note.
Yeah, do you know what? This is not my order. This is just their names. Now I'm going to go ahead and put them in an order. So
okay, that's going to be very
while funny. You were just speaking, I was writing down their names from the Survivor 43 tribe divisions. So that's at least I have them all broken up by tribe.
That's why I went on such a stream of consciousness, to give you time to write down all 18 names and potentially to remember all 18
names. Well, not for nothing. Short names this year. I do very much appreciate that. Although there's going to be some interesting bootless stuff for me, because generally, like, I know I've like made statements in the cast assessment, which was me riding solo. I don't remember what the hell I said during that. And then during the prop bet game, I was also saying some things. Now we're in the bootless game, and even though there's some people that I might not necessarily have had high hopes for earlier, they may have followed me on social media or followed the specialist on social media. And thus, that gives them a pretty significant bump in my book. And suddenly they go from like maybe potentially a first boot to somebody who's maybe looking like a little more of like an end gamer. And that's pretty interesting how quickly that can change.
It's really amazing how fickle we are when people like us, and not only like us when they tell us that they like us.
Yeah, that's all I mean.
Yeah, I mean, for those of you who were here a couple of years ago, you should have seen how we reacted when Tommy Sheehan even mentioned who we were. I retired just from everything.
Yeah. I recall, I was thinking about it because you heckled me for picking Justine as my winner pick, because I always pick the hot girl. And I recall picking Tommy Sheehan. And the last I checked, he's 6'4", and he's a different type for me. So, but I also picked him because he liked us. So
I think so too. So yeah, Bill and I are very easily influenced by people telling us that we like us. So I'm very interested, just based on the info you gave in the past 60 seconds, I'm very interested to see where things change. But shall we get into it?
Yeah, let's get into it. Rock, paper, scissors, you go first. Who's your 18?
I'm just going first.
So yeah, I was like, how do we determine? You just go.
You can't deal with like the Zoom delay. Okay, so number 18, I always feel bad, which I hate. So for number 18, I have Janine. I've taken a look at each of the tribes and obviously have made some probably quite questionable analysis, but I'm really just basing this off of the fact that I don't feel a ton of energy from her, which is such an obnoxious thing for me to even say. I just don't know how into it she is. And I don't really know, early on, people are going to be looking for any excuse to vote people out. And I think, as Jeff pointed out in an article recently, early on, challenges are going to mean a lot, and I don't know how she's going to perform in challenges either. So I think those two combined, I think, could be not a great setup for Janine.
Yeah, I also have Janine at 18, and maybe I should go first each time because we know I didn't prepare, so it's not like I'm just copying you. Although this is the part of the episode where we would say, wow, that's a little fishy, huh? Because now if we have the same 17 in a row after this, we probably cheated. So that's just something to keep in mind for all of you out there. But yes, I have, that's going to make me sound so much better. I have Janine at number 18. I think Alexa can still hear me. I know that there was some feedback there. Alexa, are you still there?
Oh yeah, you said, am I doing something wrong?
No. I thought for some reason I heard some feedback. So anyway, that's okay.
Okay, you sound good.
But yeah, I have Janina 18. I think the Baca tribe is the Yellow tribe always loses. And then the Yellow tribe this time just looks like the weakest tribe. So I'm just like, whatever, what can I do? So that's who I have going home first. And that's really the extent of it. That's my reasoning is just because. I don't know.
Yeah, well, it sounds like that's going to be the reasoning for quite a few that we have. But why don't you go with your 17?
Okay, so my number 17, I'm trying to go against kind of what we're used to seeing, because I do feel like the show's been a little bit more unpredictable in later seasons or in more recent seasons, whatever we've been saying. And so I'm trying to think, like, who's somebody who you would look at now and just be like, there's no way they're going to be an early boot. And then I want them to get voted out early. And I'm going to take a chance on this because, hey, I don't care. I think I said the complete opposite in the prop bet game, and that these three guys were going to get along really well together. But I'm going to have Ryan go home at number 17. I'm going to have him do like a JP from Cook Islands kind of thing here, or a Hunter from Marquesas. And I'm going to have Ryan be the second boot of this season. Don't really know why I do that. But I don't see Ryan as an end gamer on this season, and therefore I'm going to put him at number 17. And normally when I overthink these things, I don't even come close to winning anyway, so whatever.
This might be one of those things where this might be the only part of your boot list that you get right.
Right.
Okay, that seems so random. I also have a potentially random pick for 17. I actually have Cody at number 17. Mm. I am here for him. I think he's going to be a ton of fun, or I'm going to be really annoyed because one annoys me. I'm looking at his tribe right now. Yeah, so I'm taking a look at his tribe, and he's on a tribe with Noelle, who is an athlete, and she's not going to want to F around. And then Justine, Phil's girlfriend, she's going to be really good in challenges. I feel, and NECA, she's quote unquote one of the older members of this season. I don't think, like, they don't look like they are going to be like super goofy, like they're going to want to hit the ground and get to business. And I feel like Cody is going to have a very different vibe from that. The difference, and I feel that same way with like Jesse as well. So I think maybe unless, you know, I feel like they could be a really, really strong tribe in challenges, but if they lose, I could see Cody being the one that they target.
Yeah. I mean, I think for sure, it's hard to tell with Cody because Cody seems like somebody who's like, we keep talking about Jesse and Cody maybe as like the villains of this season, or at least that's kind of been like the vibe in the chat and whatever. I could see Cody going early. I just, like, I've said this the whole time. The Vessi tribe to me just feels like the serious tribe. Like that feels like the winner's tribe. And that's why it's hard. I'm not going to have a Vessi person next. I'm going to have a Vessi person after that. So it's like a little bit more, but I can definitely see Cody being the first person booted from that tribe. Because why not?
Why not? All right. Hit me with your 16.
All right. So with my number 16, I am going to pick Sammy because wow, I just can't believe that he's a pet cremator. So I'm putting him at number 16. I don't know. I'm having a hard time. I just feel like this yellow tribe is going to be the one that loses early. And I just feel like we're not going to see the people that you would think go. Like Janine, yeah. Janine feels like somebody who's an early boot and we're not shocked, whatever. But then it's like, after that, are we going to see Mariah go? Are we going to see Gabler go? Because Gabler is kind of like the older, weirder guy. I'm not buying that that's going to happen on this tribe. I think that this is going to be a tribe that, you know, might be able to build on what makes them unique and what makes them different. So anyway, yeah, I put Sammy. I'm on a heater right now of knocking out. I think this is going to be a female dominated season early on. Not necessarily meaning anything other than that. I just think that the women are going to do well early in this season, better than they generally do in the early days.
I have Sammy at 15, so I'll do back to back. I have Lindsay at 16 and Sammy at 15. Kind of for similar reasons. I think Sammy is kind of like, I have him similar to Cody in that I think there's going to be a lot of energy, but I don't know if that's going to be too much. And Lindsay, I look at both of them, like their relationships on both, or, you know, perceived relationships on both of their tribes. And I just don't know if there's going to be either immediate connection or it's just small people. It's only six people on each tribe. So I think if there's any kind of like deviation from the larger group, Jeff said there's a lot of groupthink when there's such a small group. So I think both of them could be in trouble early on.
Yeah. You know, Lindsay, I don't have the highest hopes for ever, a little bit higher. And by a little bit higher, I mean, in my mind, I have her a little bit higher, but that's it. At my number 15, I actually have Dwight. So going with Dwight here as my first person booted off of Vessi, I just think, like I keep saying, I just think that this tribe is where your winner is coming from. And out of all of them on this tribe, he's actually the one I see with the least chance of winning. Like Cody, I'm curious to see how it goes down with him. But I just really don't see Dwight pulling this whole thing out. And I don't know. I don't know what his role on that tribe is going to be. So I'm going to put Dwight at number 15 based on the fact that I looked up one bio on.
The fact that you looked at his one bio. Okay. All right. So who is the final boot of the pre-merge?
So that is, so I always forget with the pre-merge, you know, now and 13 will be a merge or a fake merge, or whatever the heck is going to go on. I am going to put Lindsay here. So I think Lindsay could be okay on this season. And like, if Lindsay gets to the merge, I think Lindsay could be pretty dangerous. I just am having a hard time seeing her getting to the merge. I mean, that's my biggest thing. Now, granted, I also said that Cassidy was going to be the first boot on this season. And, you know, spoiler alert, she may have been one of the people who followed. So, you know, things. So it's like, you know, I can't have put her 18. So here we are. And I have Lindsay here at 14. That tribe though, like to me, I feel like what do Gio and Jay, is it, yeah, Jay or James, whatever he's going to go by. What are Gio and Jay going to want to do? That's what that tribe feels like to me. Like, I feel like that's the group. That's the pair. What are they going to want to do? And I just don't think Lindsay's going to fit in all that well with them.
Yeah. And obviously because you had to allegedly move somebody.
Yeah, allegedly.
So my final boot for the pre-merge, which is crazy because we've only been going at this for about 10 minutes. I have Ellie. I imagine this Baka tribe kind of disintegrating quickly. I think I am really stuck on this Advantage Queen quote, which is like clearly why why I don't like following the preseason. But I think that tribe is going to be just losing people early. And so I think just as a result of that, maybe Ellie's on the wrong side of the votes and just kind of falls that way. But I do see her going kind of.
You have three of your first five boots coming from the yellow tribe. So you think the curse is still intact?
I guess so. What is the what other yellow tribes are there that I'm? I think orange is the bad one.
Well, I guess they kind of just like lump yellow and orange together.
Warm colors.
Yeah, I think that's kind of what happens. I don't know. I have to look. But you know, Follow was yellow. I know that. That might be the only one that I remember. All Stars was yellow. I don't know. Is yellow the curse tribe, or am I making that up?
I think orange is, but it sounds like yellow is not great.
Yeah, yellow, orange, like whatever. I guess whatever the lightest color on a season is, they always stink.
Yeah, I guess. All right, plummeting towards the merge.
Yeah, so now we're at the merge. So this is funny because I feel like we have people making the merge in season 43 that in other seasons we probably never have even sniffing the merge. Like, if this was season 38, would either one of us have Carla making the merge? Probably not. Like, let's just be real here. And yet, maybe it's just because of how they're casting or whatever's going on, but here we are, and yes, I saw Michelle's original tribe.
Yeah, they were famously not cursed.
Yeah. Yeah, but I just, like, there's some people that you would just never have put there prior to, like, the COVID, you know, whatever. And you know, here we are with both of us having them make it. I mean, I remember, you know, Will and I just constantly putting, like, Lindsay from all the way back in Worlds Apart, like, definitely going to be one of the first boots. And sure enough, she was. But I don't know. Something's kind of changed a little bit, I guess. Anyway. My merge boot / if this is still the merge / is it not the merge? I don't really know what's going on.
No hourglass. We're done with
there's
that.
There's no hourglass, but he still said you have to earn the merge. So that's where I'm like, what does that mean?
Right. So it's still going to be divided and you have to.
Yeah.
That's going to be interesting because right now we're at 13. But if Jeff isn't going to do the hourglass, are we going to merge at 12? So that it's even, or will this 13 still go to Exile Island and just not turn that time?
That's a good question. But I'm going to go with Ellie here as this spot. Because, like you're saying, Advantage Queen and all that stuff, and that's like what she was talking about, maybe that'll work in her favor. But if word gets out about that and she's on the tribe with, you know, dwindling numbers or just hurting a little bit there, I just think that she's going to be the person who goes home. So yeah, I have Ellie as my merge / earn your merge boot.
Got it. She does not turn back time, but it sounds like no one's doing it this season, which we're really happy about. For number 13, I have Gio here, just based on the little research that I did. I think I had him getting a hidden immunity idol in the prop bet. I think he might get that hidden immunity idol, and it'll probably be because he self-admittedly said he's going to hit the ground running, going to be hunting for idols, going to be looking around. That could work in early on, but then once there's a large group of people and if they're either a smaller tribe or if they're just down in the numbers, it can be easy to throw the person under the bus who was always running around looking for idols. So I have Gio at number 13.
I like it. I think Gio is long for this game. I don't know. Maybe it's just because in the picture that they used on Inside Survivor, he just has like such like a I'm better than you attitude. But I don't know. I think Gio's long for this game. My number 12, man, this is where I'm going to put Cody. I don't know. I think the winner comes from Vessi, but like, is Cody going to be that person? Probably not. I think Cody would be so against type for a winner of Survivor that, yeah, I'm going to go put him at 12 because could be a really early boot, could go really far. But, like, Is he going to win? No. So I don't think I'm losing 11 points by putting him here at number 12.
Okay, I like that. For my number 12, I have Mariah. I feel like Mariah is going to be super, super fun to watch. And I think, I imagine her very easily being our narrator through at least, at the absolute least, our premiere, at most through our pre-merge and through the merge. Oh, just through my pen. And I think I had her getting 10 or more confessionals. I can see her like really, really feeling established. And then we're past the merge boot. And then they flip it on her. But I don't think she'll go out in the like, gets in the crosshairs and gets voted out with two votes from two random people. I think it'll be a big vote out.
I guess my biggest thing with Mariah is Mariah going to be a player or is she going to be a personality? And what? she could be both for sure. But I guess like if she's, oh, and I just lost Alexa entirely. But if
nope,
she,
I'm here.
You're still here. Okay. If she is a personality, then, you know, this is around the time that she probably goes. If she's more of a player, I think she goes a little bit deeper, but I don't really know which way she's going to go based on her pregame stuff, what her job is. I mean, how she dresses. Look at her cast photo. She's literally wearing like rainbow overalls with a yellow shirt underneath. Like, I don't know what to make of Mariah right now. So I'm going to hold off on Mariah and not quite put her in just yet.
That sounds great. Cause we need to have a little bit of dichotomy between our plannings.
Yeah, we do. My number 11, I'm going to go with Carla. Again, this is somebody like if I saw Carla on season 38 or 39 of Survivor, she would be one of my first two people voted out. Like, no doubt about it. But after like what we've seen in the last two seasons, after the Marianne win last time, which I thought there was no way in hell was going to happen until about like the final four or five episodes, I have to give a little bit more respect to kind of like the not your normal looking Survivor player slash winner. That being said, don't see Carla as the winner. Don't see Carla as being the first boot from this season. So I think I'm kind of like hedging my bets by putting her pretty much smack dab in the middle here and putting her at number 11.
Okay, I like that. I'll take note of that.
Yeah, there you go.
I have Phil's new favorite player, Cassidy, at number 11. In my brain, Cassidy likes nature. Gia is from a place where there is a lot of nature. Perhaps in the pre-merge, they bond over said commonality. Gio goes during the, what's that thing called? Merge. And then Cassidy is sort of left alone because her tribe has been very decimated by Alexa's boot list. And I think she sort of just goes in the sense that her closest allies are gone. And that's just the way it is.
Yeah, Cassidy's going to go a lot further, Alexa. I mean, you just have a totally wrong read on Cassidy. Cassidy is just a great player.
Okay, good to know.
Like I said, I'm very simple here. I do like your reasoning, though, that they go about nature.
My weird fan fiction.
Yeah. I remember the fan fiction for last year, I did really well. I had, like, Mike, Jonathan, and Lindsay all, like, teaming up because, like, woo-hoo, whatever, and they going far. My boot list actually had pretty decent number of like the final six making it far. I don't know if that's exactly why Cassidy and Gio are going to bond, but since I have both of them still in the game, they're going to bond for some reason. I don't know what it is. So anyway, like I'm surprised you even knew she liked nature because, you know, according to her bio, you wouldn't know that from looking at her, right? Wasn't that the thing? Okay. Who is my number 10? Oh, the questions. This is where it gets tough because now I really want to pick the winner, you know, like that's more important to me than anything. I'm going to put Gabler at 10. I'm surprised. Well, Alexa,
same.
You have him at 10?
I do.
Okay. Cause I was just going to say, I'm surprised that you haven't said him yet. Like to me,
I think Gabler screams
Alexa early boot on her.
No. I think I am really, really into him. I think he's going to do well. I guess only 10th place. Well, but well.
Well, you know what the thing is, though, on this new school era of Survivor, you can finish 10th place and play pretty well.
Yeah.
like you can play really good and finish 10th. I mean, even in season 39, before all the COVID stuff, Kelly Kim played a pretty good game of Survivor. It was, what, 13th? Like, you can play a pretty good game of Survivor and not go very far. I thought for sure that you would have had him sooner. He just feels like such a fish out of water, but there's a depth to him that I think, you know, is going to set him apart. It's just going to be, can he get everybody there? Can he get everybody past like what his looks are and everything like that and get them to know him? And once he does that, then I think he'd go far. But then he starts to become too much of a threat. And so I just had him at 10.
Yeah. I think with the fish out of water thing, like, I have to imagine, like, some people, like, you know, a lot of, I don't really know the full heat map of who comes from where, but it's very coastal on Survivor. Mm-hmm. And then there's a little bit, like, a little in the Midwest. I feel like people are going to go out there and be like, I have never in my life met somebody like this man. I like want to, like, from a personal standpoint, like, enjoy that and take, like, when am I ever going to hang out with a heart valve specialist from apparently the fastest growing town in America, in which is in Idaho? Like, that is really unique. And so I think, and he's like, I think he's like a big tall dude. He's what?
He has sick tattoos.
Yeah, like, he's just super unique, and I bet, and I think he's like, I know I'm a gnarly looking dude, but I'm really friendly, and I can totally see that. So I actually think people are really going to, like, gravitate to him. But then to your point, it could go the Christian route of being like, we got to get rid of him because we like him so much.
Yeah, and again, Christian, what did he finish? 7th? 6th? 8th? Something like that. Like, he played good.
Yeah.
Just didn't finish that. It's hard to finish in a good spot on Survivor. So much has to go right.
Yeah. Especially now.
Especially now. Yeah, that's a good point. All right. At number 9, I have NECA, right? Is that, I believe that's how you pronounce it. But I have her at number 9. That is the old lady of this season. She's so old. She's ancient.
That's so ridiculous.
I have her at number 9. I don't know. Like, I don't know if NECA can ever win this, because I almost wonder, like, if as she gets further, people start to get worried that she's older and like, she's just going to eat up all the votes at Final Tribal Council. But I do think that she is going to be better than what a lot of people think. And I don't know. Again, like, maybe if this was 2019, I might have NECA being one of the earlier boots. She's the old woman. How is she ever going to fit in? But I just feel like she's on a good starting tribe for her. I think she's going to have people she can bond with. I think that means she's going to go further.
Yeah, I really like her. I have her at number 8. And I had her making the jury, so this is exactly that. In between that, I have Dwight at number 9. I have high hopes for Dwight. It sounds like you potentially do not. I really like him. I think actually both of them, they seem like, yeah, they'll be on a good starting tribe. Are they on the same starting tribe? Not making that up.
No, they're not. Mike and Dwight are not. Dwight and on with Cody. NECA. Oh yeah, Dwight and NECA are on the same starting tribe. Yeah.
Yeah. Gamer Girl, I have a different crush for this season. We'll get to that. but yeah, I have Dwight and NECA going back to back 8 and 9. That wasn't really intentional, but it could be one of those things where their tribe sort of just gets hit at the same time. But I really like them. I think they're gonna be good even keeled players. I really liked both their bios. I'm totally with you on NECA. I think people are going to underestimate her, and she's going to really, really be a star.
Mm-hmm. My number 8, I have Jay. And you're welcome for not just like going all in on my Chanel thing last year, where I just put Chanel like all the way at the bottom.
I was going to say Jay not being your 18 was mind blowing.
I just think Jay's actually like going to be too, he's going to be too useful to his tribe. So yeah, I have Jay finishing 8th place, the 3rd best finisher on Koga, which, you know, obviously he's the 3rd best player from that starting tribe. So yeah, I have him finishing in 8th, and I don't know, like I could see him being a merge boot. I could see him being a pre-merge boot if things just go really wrong for him. I could see him winning. Like, he is somebody who I think has, like, as Vaughn would say, a very low floor and a very high ceiling. He could finish anywhere on the spectrum in the season. That's why I have him at number 8.
I love when Vaughn says that. It gets me very excited.
Yeah, it lets you know Survivor's back. And like,
yeah, It's like, oh, Vaughn's speaking intelligently. It's great to,
when that happens. All right, and then I'll do my seven so that I stay ahead of you. At my number seven, I have Mariah, right? I haven't used Mariah yet. No, I haven't. So I have Mariah at number
seven. You haven't been texting them out of your post-it note?
I stopped crossing it off because I couldn't keep track. I was having a hard time. Hang on, give me a sec here. I stopped doing it when I said Ellie. So that tells you how long it's been since I've crossed off. But yeah, I have Mariah here. I think Mariah is going to be a huge personality on the season, but I also think that she's going to have some skill. And like, that's why I asked that question before. Like, is she going to be a personality or is she going to be a player? They are two different things, but I do think that Mariah is going to be able to make it work both ways for her. Now, are we going to see the player in her? Are we just going to see the personality? It's funny because a lot of times we might just see like the personality and not the player. I think for her, it might be the opposite. So I'm just curious what's going to happen with her. But I have her at seventh place, and my top six does not look how I would have thought it would have looked a week ago, mainly because, you know, I'm easily bribed. If I would be a terrible cop. I would be a terrible cop. Alexa, who's your number seven?
My number seven, so my person voted out before the finale. Yeah, maybe. Sometimes not. I have Noelle. We both have Noelle pretty high. I think she's going to be great. And I think she's going to do great in challenges. I think she's also like, I think she's pretty self-admitted with this. Like I'm using type A. I think I'm starting to describe myself now, but I think Noelle is going to be like a no BS kind of player. And I think maybe as that gets closer to the end where you have to just constantly BS people, maybe that could be a sticking point. And she could be somebody who's just performing so well throughout the season where if we're at a point where we're about to get to the finale, she doesn't have an idol, now's the time to get rid of her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that makes sense. I don't think they ever let Noelle get to the final three. There's no way. Unless, now granted, she come out there and be a huge villain. I always think that's the funniest thing.
I would love that.
Certain types of people get cast on something and it's like automatically like, we must like them. I'm so against that. Like, there's a depth to everything. And I just think like, why couldn't Noelle come out and be the villain of this season? Like, why not?
I hope so.
Like that's, I just think we all assume like, oh, she's just going to be so well liked. Maybe she's not. Maybe she's somebody that they just keep around and she's a goat. Like, who knows? Why not? Whoa, drop my mic. All right. Anyway, at number six, in the same placement that Victoria Bamondi finished, I have Cassidy Clark here. I have Cassidy at number six. Obviously, what'd you say?
Is it in the Victoria spot?
Yeah, exactly. Obviously not going to be an early boot. Anybody who said that 1 week ago is crazy. I don't know why anybody would have said that. But yeah, like I said, I'm easily persuaded. And sometimes all you have to do is interact. And that's, hey, what's up? I got to follow. I'm like, hey, you might not even be the real person. But okay, Cass. We'll move you on up. She does like nature. Her pants are almost as loud as Mariah's outfit. Almost. They're not quite there, but they're almost there. So that's a good thing too. But hey, why not? If I'm going to have Ryan going out in 17th, why couldn't Cass go all the way to number six?
Why couldn't anyone do anything? That's a great question.
That's what I'm saying. Also, here's a serious question. I don't know if you've noticed this or not, but have you noticed that in Gio's photos on Inside Survivor, on his Cass photos, on like the big group photo, he always is like standing like just off to the side so that he's got like his side eye thing going on. It's hilarious. I don't know why he does it, but it's in every single one of his photos.
Phil, are you trying to tell me, I know the answer already because I feel like you don't like having your photo taken, but are you trying to tell me that you don't have an optimal face angle when you're taking a photo? Do you have a specific side that you have to stand on when you and Rachel take a photo together? Because everyone has a correct answer for this.
No, I purposely stand on my bad side so that Rachel can keep up with how good I look in every photo.
I get that. You have too many sides. But when I'm taking a photo, it has to be
size.
My right side, my right cheek and my right jawline look better than my left side. It's just the way things go. And for Gio, I think he found his.
I do think it's funny that you had to go, wait, what side is this?
It's mirrored on the screen.
It is. Yeah. All right. Who's your number six?
Who is my number six? It is Owen. I have Owen at number six. I think Owen is making the finale. But I see Owen being a big time gamer and a big time player. And I think people are not going to want to go to the very end with that. So I think similar to Noelle, it's like one of the final votes before nobody really votes anymore. And I think Owen is one of those like fallen angel kind of popular players.
Yeah, I have Owen in fifth. Man, Owen could go out so early though. Such a huge fan. JD threw me off after season 41, but yeah, I have him being fifth place and going out and people being sad because he was such a big fan and they wanted to see him win. That's it.
All right. Who's your five?
That was my five.
Oh, sorry.
Who's your five?
My number five is Ryan, which is, 16 points different from what you have. I really like Ryan. I think he's going to be, I hate it when people say this, triple threat kind of player. But bit of everything from him. So I really like him. I think he's got a really interesting story. I hope he doesn't tell anybody, but I think that's going to happen. So I really like him. I think Ryan could totally win. It's just hard to get to the end.
Yeah, for sure. Full package, man. That's it. My number four, I said they wouldn't let her get to the final three. It's too easy to game the final four nowadays because of the fire making challenge. So I have Noelle in fourth place, losing fire. They'll put her up against the best fire maker out of the final four, and she will go home.
Remember when we had all the drama about the firefighter being the fire making loser versus winner?
Yeah.
That was good. Okay, so who's winning? Oh, wait, you're doing who's losing the fire making challenge?
Yep, I just had who is losing.
Okay, we have a similar final three, four, maybe we don't. I have Jesse losing the fire making challenge. I think Jesse's going to be very popular. And I think Jesse hits like our largest fallen angel status. Though I guess that the fire making loser isn't always like the most popular player in recent seasons, but I feel like people are really, really going to like him. And I feel like he just comes short of winning.
Yeah, I think Jesse's a likable guy. You know, I still think he looks like the villain and everything. He might have moved up a couple spots for a couple reasons maybe this week. I don't know. Maybe I'm just saying, you know, whatever. But yeah, I could see Jesse being somebody that people are like, damn, I wish he would have sat in the final three. Who was fourth last year? Jonathan? Jonathan was fourth last year. I guess people weren't like, I mean, it would have been kind of fun to see Jonathan sit at final three. Like it would have.
Jonathan's a pretty big for the Firemaker loser, that's like a very big character.
That was a big character, yeah. Because like, you think Kara was a Firemaking loser, Allison, Heather. Yeah, Heather. Why am I saying Allison? Heather. Yeah, Heather.
Yeah.
Firemaking loser.
That's Angela. More like who I'm mentioning.
Yeah. Anyway. So here's who I have as my zero vote finalist. I have Gio. And I don't even think he's a zero vote finalist. I think we're going to get everybody gets a vote. Isn't that nice? So, yeah, that's what I have there.
Wow.
Yeah. I think Gio's going to do really, really well in this season. I think it's funny because he's so much smaller than the other guys on his tribe, but I don't think that's going to hurt him at all.
Okay. I like that. I go just your girl, Justine, third place. Carla, second place, and my boy James at number one, taking it home.
Why do you have Carla at second? And again, this just goes back to my whole thing of like, man, prior to 40, would we have ever put Carla in second? What do you have that you love so much about Carla right now? Because I already know you love James.
I think, thanks. I think with Carla, I think she's somebody who knows the game. And I don't know, I think Survivor has very much changed. And I think anyone can succeed in this kind of Survivor. I feel like she knows how this, you know, how the new format goes. But at the same time, you know, she is the only person who put in her bio, like, I am going to be at the end. I love a confident statement. So yeah, that's what I got. I have no real reasoning.
Yeah, she could be like a Sandra as long as it's not her, right?
Yeah, everyone says that though. And that's Sandra, as long as it ain't me, is the new Kelly Wentworth. But I think Ceri will always and forever be the number one comparison. Every single person picks Ceri. And like, I get why, but it is interesting.
Yeah, I agree. All right, I have Jesse getting second, and I have Justine winning.
Sticking with Justine.
Jesse, very active right now, very excited to be playing Survivor, which is always a good thing. But I have him getting second, losing. And maybe could have won had he had a better performance in Final Travel, kind of like a Mike last season, who really could have ended up winning the game had he had a better Final Travel Council performance.
Yeah, I think so, definitely.
Yeah. So that's our boot list. So if you want to play along, go ahead and click the link in the description. You can play along in the prop bet and this. And if you're a $20 patron, that means that you get to play in two extra games. We're going to be doing the Power Rankings game again this year. And we are going to be doing the Fantasy Tribe game. So you'll get to pick six players. You can start thinking about that now. You don't have to send it to us now. That you can just get to us before the premiere. But we'll be back again early next week, potentially with some people to do our fantasy game. But patreon.com/survivorspecialist. Become a patron. We're going to have a lot going on. We have the Discord up and running. That's going to be a lot more fun once we actually get into the season going. But Alexa, what did I miss?
We are going to be doing our final preseason podcast, which will be our fantasy game, hopefully joined by one or two familiar faces that y'all have seen in the past. We still are working out the schedule for that, but you can expect for that to be early next week, most likely. And then it's premiere season. So we're going to be live right after the premiere. Yep. It's 2-hour premiere. So we'll be live at 10 p.m. Eastern, way past our bedtimes as we plummet towards our 30s, but we will do it for you all. So make sure to submit your boot list. Make sure to submit a prop bet. Become a patron, and we're excited to see y'all in a few days.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.